The 1996 Task Force report, established by the European Society of Cardiology and the North American Society of Pacing and Electrophysiology, significantly influenced the clinical and research landscape for heart rate variability, HRV. Despite its age, the report remains highly relevant because it provided foundational standards for HRV measurement and interpretation that continue to guide current practices. Its rigorous guidelines enable consistent research methodologies and meaningful clinical applications, facilitating comparisons across diverse studies and enhancing the accuracy of risk stratification and disease monitoring. Standardized measurement methodologies. A major achievement of the report was the standardization of HRV measurement methods. The task force advocated both time domain and frequency domain analyses. In the time domain, it emphasized metrics like the SDNN, standard deviation of normal to normal intervals, RMSSD, root mean square of successive differences, STAN, standard deviation of average NN intervals, NN50, number of intervals differing by more than 50 milliseconds, and PNN50, proportion of NN50 intervals, for comprehensive assessment. Frequency domain analysis, conducted using power spectral density, PSD, categorizes HRV into high frequency, HF, low frequency, LF, and very low frequency, VLF, bands, each reflecting different physiological influences, predominantly parasympathetic activity in HF and combined autonomic modulation in LF. The report also specified technical standards, recommending an optimal sampling rate between 250 Hz and 500 Hz for accurate R-wave detection and HRV computation. Minimum recording lengths were defined clearly, at least 5 minutes for short-term recordings to reliably capture HF and LF components, and ideally a full 24-hour period for comprehensive HRV assessment using time domain methods. Clinical relevance in post-myocardial infarction. The task force highlighted the predictive value of HRV in clinical settings, particularly after myocardial infarction, MI. Decreased HRV was identified as a significant independent predictor of mortality and arrhythmic complications. It recommended HRV assessment approximately 1 week post-MI, highlighting the superiority of 24-hour ECG recordings over shorter durations for risk prediction. The report advocated standardizing recording durations, using either short-term 5-minute ECG segments or continuous 24-hour Holter monitoring for consistency. Detection of diabetic autonomic neuropathy. HRV was recognized as a critical tool for the early detection of diabetic autonomic neuropathy. The task force noted the effectiveness of 24-hour time domain measures, particularly NN50, in identifying early autonomic disturbances. Frequency domain analyses complemented these findings, detailing spectral abnormalities such as reduced high-frequency power indicative of diminished parasympathetic activity associated with disease progression. Exploration of autonomic dysfunction. The report identified HRV as a potential tool for studying various autonomic dysfunction-related diseases. Conditions such as essential hypertension, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, and heart failure were earmarked for further research, underscoring HRV's capability to detect early autonomic alterations and potentially improve clinical diagnostics and interventions. Use of ECG versus PPG. The 1996 task force specifically recommended ECG as the preferred modality for HRV data acquisition, citing its accuracy in identifying R-wave peaks crucial for HRV analysis. Although photoplethysmography, PPG, has emerged as a convenient alternative due to its integration into wearable technology, current literature indicates ECG still provides superior precision for clinical HRV assessments, particularly in short-term measurements and when detailed spectral analysis is required, Schaefer and Ginsburg, 2017. Advancements and outdated aspects. While influential, the report acknowledged limitations in areas now considered outdated due to technological advancements. Initially, the task force suggested that low-frequency, LF, power included a significant sympathetic component. However, current evidence indicates that at rest, LF power primarily reflects parasympathetic activities, including respiratory sinus arrhythmia, RSA, baroreceptor reflex modulation, and intrinsic vasomotor rhythms, with sympathetic influences being relatively minor, Reyes del Paso et al., 2013. Additionally, the initial guidelines did not incorporate nonlinear HRV analyses, entropy measures, fractal analyses, or modern machine learning techniques, which recent studies have validated for enhancing diagnostic accuracy. Advances in wearable technology have dramatically expanded HRV monitoring capabilities, allowing continuous, real-time data collection that surpasses the initial scope of the 1996 guidelines, thus broadening its practical application and predictive power. Rigorous device testing. The task force stressed rigorous testing of HRV measurement devices to ensure data accuracy. Independent testing protocols involving simulated ECG signals with known HRV properties were strongly recommended to confirm device precision, reproducibility, and reliability. Specific recommendations included verification of sampling rates, R-wave detection algorithms, and data capture integrity. Population-based HRV benchmarks. The report emphasized the need for large prospective studies to establish normal HRV benchmarks across diverse populations. Such studies are crucial for distinguishing normal physiological variations from pathological changes and for understanding how HRV evolves with aging and disease progression through longitudinal assessments. Future research directions. Concluding the report, the task force highlighted numerous opportunities for future research. It encouraged exploration of the physiological foundations of HRV dynamics, refinement of measurement methods, and expansion of clinical utility assessments in broader conditions such as psychiatric disorders, sleep disorders, and systemic inflammatory conditions. Task Force Report Summary. The 1996 Task Force report was pivotal in standardizing HRV measurement and interpretation, offering a blueprint that remains deeply influential today. Many of its findings are critical because they established reproducible methods for HRV analysis, ensuring scientific rigor and clinical reliability. Its emphasis on high sampling rates, minimum recording durations, and the superiority of ECG over PPG remains the foundation for obtaining valid HRV data. Clinically, its identification of HRV as a strong predictor of mortality after myocardial infarction and a marker for diabetic autonomic neuropathy continues to shape risk stratification protocols. Although newer research has refined our understanding, such as recognizing that low-frequency power during rest primarily reflects parasympathetic rather than sympathetic modulation, the task force's structured framework enables these ongoing advancements. Moreover, its call for meticulous device testing and standardized terminology has supported the development of new wearable technologies and analytics. Thus, the report's enduring contributions not only shaped past research but actively guide present and future innovations in cardiovascular and autonomic health research. Key takeaways. 1. Heart rate variability, HRV, remains a critical biomarker for assessing autonomic nervous system activity, providing insights into the dynamic balance between sympathetic and parasympathetic influences under resting and stressed conditions. 2. The 1996 task force established standardized time domain and frequency domain measurement methodologies that continue to underpin clinical research and practice, enabling consistent comparisons and enhancing the diagnostic utility of HRV. 3. Reduced HRV, particularly as assessed by measures such as SDNN and RMSSD, remains a powerful predictor of mortality and arrhythmic complications following myocardial infarction, with 24-hour recordings offering the greatest predictive strength. 4. HRV assessment provides an effective, non-invasive tool for early detection of diabetic autonomic neuropathy, capturing reductions in parasympathetic tone before clinical symptoms become evident. 5. Although the task force initially proposed that low-frequency, LF, power contained a major sympathetic component, current research clarifies that under resting conditions, LF power primarily reflects parasympathetic mechanisms, including respiratory sinus arrhythmia, baroreceptor reflex modulation, and intrinsic vasomotor rhythms, leading to a re-evaluation of LF interpretation in both clinical and research contexts.